Hey, this is the April 18th, 2024 hearing of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before us is case number, or petition number 834 for parcel number 12-3231-000. And in attendance for the appellant, we have Cindy Cortese. And we have no one present for the assessor's office. And board members present are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and myself, Daniel Weaver. Please raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Keep in mind that we're independent from the assessor. We're here to hear testimony. You can make this a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Thank you for hearing me. This is probably the fourth time that I've been through this. So our property is on wetlands, and I'm sure you have the information that I wrote, so I'll just go over it again. The house has two bedrooms. The upstairs is solely an art room. I'm a sculptor, painter, so the upstairs has never been finished. The stairs aren't even finished as of this point. I doubt that I would finish it or we would finish it until we ever decided to sell, but it doesn't look like we'll do that. Hopefully we'll just die there. Anyway, the 1/5 of an acre on the property is set apart for a septic system, which includes a septic mound system, and there's also a mandatory reserve system that's a buffer from the house. More than 3/4 of the property is considered wetlands. We were under wetlands monitoring for the first 5 years that we lived there. Prior to moving, we had to actually reposition the house to fit the lot. We provide road access to the other properties, 2, 3, 4 other properties on this private road. They have to cross through our property. So that eliminates a 60-foot road easement along the entire southern border, of the property. There is a portion of the garage that I believe the assessor considered as a potential apartment or another bedroom, but it is not. We just have used it from storage since we built it. Where we're at on Crown Road, there are really no other properties because we're not in a neighborhood. So I've asked for the assessor's comparables so I can see where he's pulling the comparables from. I pulled my comparables from the most recent sales and sales that were close to the property that I considered comparable. So that's really all I have to say.
I know you've appeared before us before. Have we made any adjustments in previous years?
We've made adjustments every year. I just appeared before you last fall.
Okay. It's helpful to us if you, when you appeal, if you include our prior year's decision that we made, because we don't have access to all the archived material. And if there's anything else you would have put in your appeal in previous years, be sure and give that to us again, because we don't have access to anything that you've given us in previous years. Every year is a brand new appeal with all new information. So do you remember what we adjusted it for, or do you happen to have that?
It was in the low 900s.
So you're asking for $950,000.
Yes, and now that I'm thinking, it could have been something like 898, just under 900,000.
Well, it has to be that 957, because that's what was last year's taxable amount.
Oh, okay.
957,434, okay.
Okay.
Right.
Then I believe I put in that it was the same, that I would hold it the same.
Yeah, because the original, the original valuation last year was 1,283,000, and we'd lowered it to 957.
Yes, and I see that the most recent value was 1,387,250.
Yes.
Which is insane to us. That's an insane number.
So the upstairs is sheetrocked.
Yes.
Is there it is floor covering?
There is floor coverings, correct.
Okay. And there, are the rooms divided? Or?
There is one bedroom. That would be the second bedroom. And then the rest of the portion is completely all open. It's not divided at all.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't have any questions on it either.
Next year, if you have a map that shows which part is the wetlands that you can provide us with, pull it off the county system, that would be helpful too.
Okay, absolutely. I will do that, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I have no further questions.
Okay, anybody else?
No, not for me.
I think we have it. So you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing. A continuation of the April 18th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us now is for petition number 812 for property number 114784730. There is no one present for the taxpayer, and there's no one present for the assessor. We'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
All right.
Okay, this is the April 18th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. And this morning before us is the petition number 813 for property number 185408000. And we have Lindsay George in attendance for the taxpayer. And we have no one present for the assessor. And for the board, it's Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and myself, Daniel Weaver. We raise your right hand and be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the correctness. You have to overcome that to win this appeal. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. So I have five different things I want to talk about. The first is the unpermitted structure that's on my property. This has been counted under the assessor's report as an improvement valued at $126,000 plus. and it includes, within that value, there's a basement that doesn't exist because it is a crawl space, and there's also a wood stove that doesn't exist. The building is an old house, and it's dilapidated, and we are trying to get it demolished, but that is very costly, and it is currently between $20,000 to $30,000 to have it demolished. It is not able to use for any purpose at this point, and so I think error that the assessor counted that as an improvement to the property when it is actually a detriment to the property. It should have been based on the standard for true and fair value. It means that the assessor must consider all things that a willing purchaser would use in negotiation with a buyer or a seller. And so if that were the case, it seems clear to me that if there was an unpermitted structure that needed to be demolished, that should be considered a detriment and not an improvement on the property. So that's my first point. My second point is the assessor's comps were, they did not include the property across the street that sold within the time period. They did include a mobile home with no land at all. And overall, the average of land, it was, he compared with parcels from 0 to 7.5 acres. On average, 3.24 acres was what he compared my lot with. And my lot is less than half of that. My lot is 1.5 acres, and mine cannot be subdivided. So I think that the comparisons were off because they use much larger pieces of land to compare with. So that was my second argument. My third argument is that the freestanding garage was given an improvement value of $19,000 plus. And I just included pictures, and it was built in 1945. No improvements have ever been made to it. It is not worth $20,000. The pictures show that. But my other point, my last point, actually, I'm before, is that the basement in the house that we live in is a daylight basement, and we have been, it was unfinished when we built the house in 2017, and we have been working to improve it and to finish it. We are in the process of doing that. That being said, as of January 1st, 2023, it was not at all completed. And in the assessment, she put, I think, as 85% or 50%, I'm not sure which, but it was somewhere way above where it actually was. At this point, it's probably 50%. But it's over a year later. So as of January 1st, it shouldn't be at all included in the value because it's unfinished. There should be unfinished space rather than finished.
Do you have a letter from the assessor?
We don't have anything from the assessor's office.
I included all in the evidence. So everything that I'm discussing is all included in the evidence. So the assessor's report is Exhibit D. If you want to look at that's what the valuations are based on.
Is that the page where you list all, you said Exhibit D. Oh, okay. So did you get a packet from them at all? Did you get, was this mailed to you, Exhibit D?
Yeah, I requested it from the assessor's office so I could see what my values are based on.
But they didn't send you any list of comps that they used?
They gave me a place on a website where I could find the comps, and so I have those on there as well. Those are C. If you look at C, those are the comps that were used.
Right. Right. One thing you might want to keep in mind if you appeal again is to list your property so that we can compare. If we don't have the details on your property, it makes it harder for us to compare. I know we can go down to this other sheet and try to, you know, pick and pull, but there's a form that's on the website, comparable property, and the left-hand column is all the details on your property, and then the other columns are used to put in the comps that you want to use.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember seeing that.
I have seen that this year, but I don't know why I didn't include my home. I probably should have put that in there. I thought that you'd have access to property. I will include it in the future.
Yeah, we just only can consider what you give us. We don't go out and research everything. We just go by the information that you give us.
Of course.
So everything that was listed on here is the 126,298, the unfinished basement, the upper level freestanding, I guess, is that the, I don't know what that is.
That is the freestanding garage.
Oh, the 8,500?
So that is the garage that went with the original house. It's 384 square feet, I believe. It was built in 1945, and there's pictures of that attached as Exhibit E.
Is that what they show as the, with a value of $8,500?
No, that is what they show as the value of $19,000 on the second page of the assessor's report. It says detached garage.
Oh, okay.
$19,154. That one is the garage. Which one were you asking about?
Well, I was looking at the first page. So the first page, all those details must be on the building that you said needs to be torn down, that they put a value of $126,000 on it.
Yes, that is correct.
You didn't include a picture of that building, did you?
Nope, there's no pictures of that one. It's
when you, the single car garage, is that attached to your house or is that attached? Do you have a picture of that? Is that attached to the old house that you want to tear down?
It is a detached garage. Is that what you mean?
Well, just says pictures.
That's the detached garage.
Exhibit E.
That's the detached
garage. Yeah, that's the detached garage that was next to the original house on the property built in 1945.
Okay. Thank you.
So you're asking for the detached garage to be removed, $19,000.
Well, to be reduced, it doesn't need to be removed because it's probably worth, you know, a few thousand dollars, but I think $20,000 is a bit excessive for what it is.
And the entire value of the house on the other side, so the page 126 plus the fixtures of $10,000.
Yes, correct.
Correct?
Yep. And if you look at the standard that it's supposed to be used, I mean, those would all be things that would be part of a negotiation and a fair market value purchase. So we are working to have that house torn down because we can't use it for any purpose. Quite an eyesore, quite frankly. I should have taken pictures. It's got four different kinds of siding on it. The roof is caved in. It's just not.
Yeah. Next year, if you appeal again, include a few pictures of that house. So I guess this is, I've never torn down a house, but I guess it's not something you can just work on as a project to tear down. You have to get somebody professional in there.
You have to get a professional, and they have to test for asbestos, and then they have, because of the age of the home, and then they're going to have to come in with heavy equipment and tear it down and rent dumpsters and then have it hauled out.
Okay. Plus you have to do an asbestos review of it.
Yeah, because of the age of the home. So it's quite an intensive process, which is why it's taken us so long. Hopefully next year it will be gone, but I will take pictures before I tear it down because it counts as of January 1st of this year.
So you're saying that what we did last year was not enough?
Correct.
Right?
I'll go ahead.
No, that's what... Because we removed, the house off of it, or the old house.
Reduced it to $900,000? I don't know what.
Yeah, that was last year's.
Yeah, it started out as $1,167,000 last year before we adjusted it. And then the assessor apparently came back with a recommendation to go down to $1,111,000. I don't know what they took off to do that.
And that was taking off the basement in the old house is what that was, because it's not a basement, it's a crawl space in the structure, the infamous structure.
So then we reduced it further down to $900,000 last year. But we did not take off for the garage, I don't believe.
I didn't include the garage in last year's argument. I was more focused on the other structure.
Okay.
I think
I understand it.
Yeah, I don't have any questions on it.
Okay.
Well, great. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Hopefully we'll get these out. We're without our clerk, but hopefully we'll get out within 30 days.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Close the hearing. This is the April 18th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before us now is petition number 814 for property number 172169000. And we have Angela?
Yes.
Hayes? And Clifford Hayes?
Yes.
From the appellant, and we have no one from the assessor's office. And for the board, we have Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and myself, Daniel Weaver. Please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Us?
You, yes. Two of you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Well, I think you guys must have in front of you the assessment that we had done prior to the assessor assessing, right? We actually applied for a loan that required our house to get assessed. And it was within the window of time that the instructions told us we could present that assessment of the property value. That property value is listed at $550,000, and that includes both the house and the land. What we see on our assessed value from the county assessor is only a value of land, which my understanding is that is because they're identifying our property as what they call premium property, land that could be built on. So there's no value to the house on our assessment. We have lived here for 30 years on the same piece of property, the same house. Nothing's different. And in those 30 years, I looked back at all my assessments. And it's kind of interesting that it's gone from house value and land value for a number of years. Then for another number of years, it was only land value again. And then for another number of years, it was house and land. And now we're back to land only value. That swapping back and forth to me means that there's some indecision about how to quantify our property, and it seems rather unfair to be swapping back and forth all the time. I know it did say on the paperwork that I can't use the value of properties around me to
values.
Yeah,
you can sales. You can use sales, but not assessed values.
Right. However, just for my own knowledge, I looked around. There are not many properties like ours. There are some. And of those properties that I saw that are very close to us, in fact, one's directly across the street from me, they're assessed at a house and a land value. And their properties are large, like an acre or more. But they're not considered premium property like it's going to be developed. We're not planning on developing our property. We actually use our property in its full amount of space. There are other houses besides the one directly across the street that are on large value or large sized lots, and they are also valued with the house and the land, et cetera. So, I mean, I don't understand how they're willy-nilly making a decision that our property is now considered premium property and nine houses should be built on it, because that's what the assessor told me. So there's that. The other little piece of information that I'll share with you is, as I looked back at our assessed values over the last 2 years, I mean, I kind of looked back all the way back 30 years, as I said, because I kept all my records. And the general increase has been anywhere from 5 to 10% a year, which I think is a very fair amount. In the last 2 years, it's gone up about 30% each of those 2 years. So in 2 years, the value has gone up by 60%, which also, as you all know, means that our taxes go up by that amount. And that just seems crazy unfair, because the inflation rate hasn't gone up at 60% or 30%. It's gone up by a lot, and I could understand a more than 10% raise, but 30% a year for 2 years seems outrageous. So there's that. What other comments do you have, Cliff?
I don't have any comments.
What year was your house built?
1941.
I couldn't tell from the picture quality that you sent us aren't very good. I could make out the house. Is it just bare flat land? It looks like maybe you've got some things stored on it. Is there a second building or?
We do have some greenhouses on it, and we also have I don't know if you can tell by, I don't know which picture you're looking at. It might be the one from the...
All of them kind of look like that.
That's from the assessment.
Yeah.
And they're kind of crappy.
Appraisal? When you had the appraisal done?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But we, you know, have some, you know, greenhouses are, you know, not really true structures. We do have a well house that is a true structure.
Are you septic tank and well?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
What is that building that's right beside your house there?
That's a shop.
It's the garage.
Yeah,
right?
Garage, yeah.
Single car.
It looks like a big, long building.
It is very long. It's very narrow. It's 16 feet by 24, maybe 32. I think it's 32 in length.
And that's just a man door that goes into it there?
Yeah, there's a garage door on the other side.
Okay.
One end of it. You know, that X's into the driveway.
And I see a greenhouse behind the house.
Right.
The other thing I would say is, as best I could, I was looking on the GIS to try and see property sales of similar configurations. And, I mean, I can't find anything, and maybe I'm just not very adept at doing that process, but I looked for quite some time, and there's definitely nothing around us, and I don't know how to find the ones that are way out further from us.
Well, an appraisal is a very good indication of value. So you have this appraisal, so that's a very good piece of evidence as far as the value of your property goes. If that relieves your worry about not being able to find other properties.
Yeah.
What's the property around you? It looks like you're in the middle of a developed area.
Yeah, so when we moved in here in the 90s, it was country. There was nothing out here. You could hear a pin drop. It was very quiet. A couple years after we moved in, they started taking the forest down and building houses around us. So we're completely surrounded by many neighborhoods now where there used to be none.
But the piece of property directly across the street is the same built. It was built on since we bought, but it was only a couple of years after we bought, and they built on that acreage, and that one sits that's the only piece that's really close to us that is a piece, a bigger piece of property anymore.
Yeah, they have 1 acre and one house, and we have 1.5 acres and one house.
I think I have enough information to make a decision.
Yeah, I don't really have any questions. I'm looking over the report, checking what I can find around. I don't have any questions on it.
No, I got it.
Yep.
We'll try to get it out to you within a month. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing. This is the April 18th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before us now is petition number 827 for property number 986059801. We have the appellant, is it Jack?
Yes.
Jack Kirby?
That's right.
And Lisa Kirby?
Correct.
Okay, and we have no one here from the assessor's office. And from the board, we have Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and myself, Daniel Weaver. Would you raise your right hand and be sworn in? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Who does the assessor appeal to?
Same people you do, the state. The state tax authority. Unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Explain what you say.
Go ahead and explain what you want to.
So, I submitted my evidence. I tried to find properties. It's a very hard thing. There's no guide to find comparable properties, but I submitted a few spreadsheets, I think. I hope those are, you had a chance to review those. It's properties that I could find, but I felt showed a discrepancy in the value, the tax assessed value of my property and those. And furthermore, there was a development that's behind me. I did not know that when I bought the property. I did read the county assessor's response and saying that, yeah, I should have known that a house, big piece of property behind me could be developed, and that's true. I understand that. But I also submitted as part of my evidence a flat map showing that I have a water treatment facility placed directly behind my property and not residential housing. And along with that water treatment facility, I feel that that detracts away from the market value of my property. Those are my main points, is the development of the property behind me with the water treatment facility, and my evidence submitted about the properties on the spreadsheets.
Okay, you purchased this property in October
of
the year before?
That's right.
October of 2022? And you think within 2 or 3 months it went down in value? You paid $578,500 for it?
I believe that's what it was.
And now you believe it went down to $450,000?
I believe so.
I don't have any other questions. I have enough information.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. Looking at the map where it is, so that's a stormwater retention area that you're talking about that's right behind you? There's not a physical building there, is there, or is there?
It's still under construction. Generally, those things have a generator and a little small lean-to, if you will, associated with that.
Mm-hmm. It's like a pumping station then to move the water along, or is it a retention pond for stormwater?
I submitted my evidence, the map. The map shows what it is.
Okay. I can't tell either looking at the map.
I can't tell either, but I do know that it's not residential housing.
Okay.
Where is your property in relationship to that?
Yeah, one second, let me see if I can open up my...
As I'm looking at it, Dan, it would be to the left, one of those lots that, without numbers, because that's 6th Avenue that shows over at the far end of the page.
So my house is directly, if you look at that map, page one, track to F, where it shows the stormwater facility.
Mm-hmm.
My property is directly to the left of that, in the middle of that stormwater facility thing.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
No further questions.
I did have one other question. Did my Excel spreadsheets come across okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The continuation of the April 18th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us now is for petition number 811 for property number 145309000. And Mr. Cuscavini is here from the appellant, and there's no one here from the assessor, but the board members present are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and myself, Daniel Weaver. And so you'll raise your right hand and I'll swear you in. Are you ready? Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yeah.
Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. And I'm, rather than turn it over to you just now, I'm going to say, you had requested $340,519 and the assessor has sent a letter, recommending a value of $339,636. Did you get that letter?
I don't believe I did.
Okay, the $339,636 is just slightly lower than your $345,19 that you asked for. Do you have any problem with that number?
I do not.
Okay. Then our hearing's done. You don't need to give us anything else.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Close here.
Yep. Enjoy the rest.
This is the continuation of the April 18, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before us now is petition number 789 for property number 986004016 for the Neil Jones Food Company. Are there any questions?
No question.
No questions.
Close the hearing. That's okay, got it. Okay, this is the continuation of the April 18, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before us at this time is case number 807 for property number 265119000. Present for the taxpayers Ellen Papenfuse and Steve Radjeff?
Yes.
There is no one present for the assessor. Present for the board is Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and myself, Daniel Weaver, as the chair. So raise your right hand, please, and be sworn in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, and I'll put a question mark around that, assuming we can keep ourselves organized here, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you'll have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So, like I said, there may be some delay on getting the decisions out. at any rate, so go ahead and tell us about your appeal.
Okay, so I'm assuming that you have the paperwork that was sent in to the assessor. Yes. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
So, on the cover letter, so we used the assessor's 2023 residential property sales information sheet. And that's that spreadsheet that's quite elaborate. So mm-hmm. all of these were pulled off of that spreadsheet, the comps that I did. And what I do once I've looked, when I go through that spreadsheet, I have no way to filter it. So I have to kind of go line by line. So it's kind of cumbersome, but once I find things that are close to the same square footage as our house and about the same year and quality of the house, those are the ones I start actually looking at online. And I go through what they sold for and what additional features they have or upgrades to their homes that are usually posted in their when they sold. So our comparable number one sale is 3.6 miles from our house. It's a List Center address. That particular site sits on how many acres?
What's the number of it, or what's the?
Well, that's the comparable number one, which would be on the comparable property sales worksheet. Yeah, 55
acres.
Okay.
52.24 acres. Yes.
Well, it says that. That's what the assessor spreadsheet says. However, when I went and looked at it as it had sold, it didn't sell for 55 acres. It sold as a property with 3.37 acres. And that's stated in my cover letter under comparable sale number one. So I believe the assessor's land lot size is incorrect. Yeah, which was kind of interesting, right? So, but if you actually look at I also included pictures that I pulled off the website for that particular property, and you can see that that property is on a little lake, a man-made lake. Mm-hmm. And the house is kind of straight in the center of this picture. And then it's got a sport court, and it has two outbuildings. One of those, well, one's, it's got an attached two-car garage, a detached three-car garage, and then it's got a shop that's 3,750 square foot shop, and then the sport court, which is 6,600 square feet. This property sold for $1 million. Mm-hmm. It was valued or assessed at on their GIS, it was assessed for $1,208,786. So the assessors overvalued that on his GIS. We feel that's probably the most comparable to ours. We live on a small little man-made lake, like similar to this. This house is older than ours. However, this house has almost 1,800 square feet more than our house. So it's substantially larger. In fact, all of these homes that I comped to were larger by over 1,600 square feet. But this one we kind of feel is closest. It has more bedrooms than ours, more bathrooms than ours. We have a two-car attached garage. We also have a three-car detached shop. So in those senses, we're comparable. Our house is newer. This house was built in 1998. Ours was built in 2005. And we are a log home, and this is not a log home. So we felt like this was probably the most comparable to ours, and our request of our tax assessment to be $975,000. And that's due to the additional properties that they actually have on this particular facility.
I just have one comment. You put together a very good appeal, and your worksheet's filled out. That's great. Next year, include a picture of your house.
Oh, okay.
So what we do is compare.
Oh.
And so it's would nice to see a picture of your house on your land just for comparison purposes. That's okay. The only thing I would change. I have enough information to make a decision.
You know, from looking at the information over the sales you provided and all, I think I've got a good understanding of what you're looking at and what we're looking at. So I'm good.
Okay.
No, I'm good. Anything else you want to add?
If you guys feel comfortable with that, I'm good. We're good with that as well.
Good. Okay, great. Hopefully, you'll get this within 30 days.
Thank you, and thanks for the suggestion to add pictures of our house too. So
certainly.
Oh, wait, is the hearing closed, Dan?
Thank you. Close the hearing, yes. This is the April 18th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before us this morning is case number 806 for property number 17815000. There's no one present for the appellant, and there's no one present from the assessor, and in attendance is Lisa Bachner and John Marks, and Daniel Weaver is chair. We'll hear the hearing and make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.